Me versus Kenny Anderson, NBA All-Star, Pembroke Pines, Florida. Sitting near the end of the wooden bleacher just off to the side of the court, he turned to me after our game with effort still apparent on his shirt and brow and implored, "We've got to stop lying. We've got to tell the truth. It's the only way that we can truly help people." The sincerity and urgency of the words that former NBA All-Star Kenny Anderson shared swept over me and the rest of the gymnasium. He was teaching. His words, carrying a lifetime of learning, now danced about like his legendary New York City handle. His life now as dedicated to helping others as it once was to the game of basketball. His agreeing to help me in my journey after a brief exchange on Twitter, further proof of that. The player, the legend, the all-star. Kenny Anderson was born in Queens, New York. Raised by his mother, Joan, his first memories of basketball were around the age of 6, where he would hang out at local parks and hoist up attempts at the goal in between the games that the older kids were playing. But basketball loved Kenny, and he loved it back. By the time he was in the 6th grade, collegiate recruiters were already scouting the child prodigy. He would go on to star at Archbishop Molloy High School, and when he was done there, he was considered the top high school basketball player in the entire country, and a New York City legend. You name the award, he received it. Parade All-American, All-City, Gatorade Player of the Year, New York State Player of the Year, Naismith Player of the Year, USA Today Player of the Year, and of course, New York State Mr. Basketball. Keep in mind, this was all well before social media and basketball mixtapes used to create a buzz. From there, he took his talents down south to Georgia Tech, where he played for 2 years and helped lead his team to the Final Four in 1990. Kenny then went on to win a bronze medal while playing for the U.S. national team in the 1990 FIBA World Championship. Then in 1991, his childhood dream came true when the New Jersey Nets selected him with a second overall pick in the NBA draft. Kenny would go on to play for 9 different teams in his 14-year career in the National Basketball Association. During the 1993-94 season, he was named an NBA All-Star with averages of 18.8 points, 9.6 assists, 3.9 rebounds, and 1.9 steals. How I met Kenny. In the middle of January, Kenny Anderson, most likely half joking, sent out a tweet about giving the NBA Developmental League a try as a player coach. I replied, "How about playing me one-on-one as a tune-up?" Less than 7 minutes later, I was on the phone talking about MeVersusMJ.com and what this journey is all about with one of the greatest point guards ever. Kenny was all for playing and doing anything he could to help, and with that, we set a date to make the game happen. Me versus Kenny Anderson. The final score, 15-11. I won! I repeat, I won! While I do feel like that I am in the best shape of my life right now, down 20 pounds in the last 6 months, cut out sugars amongst other things, I know when it comes to basketball, Kenny Anderson is in another galaxy. Truthfully, I think I surprised Kenny a bit with my shooting ability, and on this day, the shots fell for me. Kenny smiled as he congratulated me after the win and told me that I'm a great shooter. How cool is that? The one and only Kenny Anderson said that I am a great shooter. Truly an amazing feeling. He also set up the rematch. More on this later. The humanitarian. Kenny, like all those that have helped me on my journey to play Michael Jordan, possesses a very selfless quality that is rather rare in society these days. I better understood his willingness to help after spending some time with him after our game this past Friday. His basketball dreams were never fueled by the NBA lifestyle and the access that it lends. It was for his mom, Joan. He wanted so badly to take care of the woman that had always taken care of him. Kenny now travels the world speaking and doing anything he can to help encourage and inspire others through the lessons in his own story. He's been at the top of the mountain and in the shadows of the valley, and because of that, he has a great perspective on life. No longer is he set on making millions of dollars because when he had millions, he realized that money didn't bring him happiness. Instead, he finds true joy in his family, friends, and uplifting others. Not done yet. Kenny has one last dream that he'd like to fulfill in the game of basketball, but I'll let him share that with you when the time is right. I know that when it happens, it'll be a beautiful thing to see, and I'll be right there cheering him on. the rematch. Yes, there will be a rematch, this time in Orlando where I live. Tentative date is set for sometime in August. Kenny has already warned me that he is determined to be in much better shape this go-around. He's coming for redemption. He's coming for the win. I can't wait. 3-on-3 for a difference. Last week I lived a dream by playing basketball with former NBA All-Star Kenny Anderson. In the process, I gained an amazing friend. Kenny has already invited me to be on his team next year as part of his 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Atlanta, which raises money for RAIN, the nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization and one of America's 100 best charities by Worth Magazine. Impact and change. My prayer has been for God to use me versus MJ.com to impact others. I'm humbled to see him doing just that. We all live a book, each with a story filled with its share of glory and heartache. The theme of society has been to at all costs present the facade until our days are no more. But Kenny was right. Until we are truthful in our walks, we cannot truly help anyone. Until we are no longer ashamed of our stumbles and falls, but understand that every bit of what we live is a story for the world to glean from, only then will true impact be made. This isn't a basketball story. This is, as it always has been, a life story. Believe in your dreams. Anything is possible with faith and hard work. Me versus Michael Jordan. The journey continues. Thank you. I can't thank Kenny Anderson enough for taking the time to make a difference in this journey. His outlook on life has impacted me and will continue to impact others. I also must thank my brother Bob, who captured all of the great video for the website. You inspire me as well. And the fine folks over at TNT Elite Hoops, Jared and Nick, for helping me get in the best shape of my life for this game. I appreciate you. If you're new here, I set out in August of 2010 to get a game of one-on-one versus my childhood hero, Michael Jordan. This site is about that journey, through every valley to every mountaintop of triumph. Anything is possible with faith and hard work. Hi, I'm Kenny Eller of MeVersusMJ.com. I hope you've enjoyed this audio version of my time with Kenny Anderson. I can't thank you enough for all of your support and encouragement along the way. I want you to know that I truly appreciate each and every one of you. If there's anything I can ever do to help you, please don't hesitate to ask. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kenny Eller and email me at Kenny@MeVersusMJ.com. Have an amazing day.